Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Thanks for listening. And this week we have guest Michael Arias from The Dental Marketer. Thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mackenzie.
So we'll talk about your podcast later on in the show, but we have got some articles to talk about. Let's get started. The first one is called How to Produce Podcasts That Create Innovative New Opportunities. And had a lot of different things to focus on. I think there were 8 total. The first one is be consistent and keep improving. That's a good place to start. You know, when you start out your show, it's at least important to me, and I think leads to a much more likelihood that you will continue with your show if you have a plan and, you know, you're that routine and you will just continue to get better that way. So,
yeah, no, I completely agree. As far as from what I've seen, you always kind of just pivot. You know what I mean? You never start off with the first, like, for example, episode one. You obviously, a lot of people kind of use episode one to introduce the podcast and say what the podcast is going to be about. And then, I mean, at that time, your mindset is like kind of focused on what you want it to be. But as you have guests or as you listen to other podcasts and things like that, you kind of start pivoting, or as your audience starts listening, you kind of get a different maybe type of audience that listens, and then they kind of email you or ask you for this type of information, and you see the feedback and the downloads are a lot more. So you keep pivoting. And I like that how it says, you know, keep improving, because I think that's pivoting is improving. You know, like you keep your, I guess, obstacles or your course in order to get to your end goal. And as far as for me, I know that's happened a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But that is important. And obviously, consistency in everything is like the key to success, right? Consistency and persistence. So like, it's easy to just kind of put one podcast episode out and then say like, okay, you know what, I do podcasting. But like, do you really? Like, you know what I mean? You need to.
How often do you actually podcast?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like for me, I normally do it minimums once a week, and then maximum could be 3 times, 4 times a week, depending on how many guests I have, you know. As far as for podcasting, consistency is, I think, really, really important, because you're providing content. I mean, people subscribe to you, you know what I mean? So once they click that subscribe button, it's kind of like you're, I guess it's like a purchase or a conversion. You're kind of saying like, okay, now I am dedicated to providing consistent content to this person, you know, because they are interested. I mean, you could see it that way, or you can just see it as, you know, you doing your own thing and then people are just loving it, and then just be consistent with it.
You're definitely on the right track. That leads into the next two ones as well. Connect in a deeper way and make it personal, and seize the moment and be ready for opportunities. And, you know, what your podcast ends up being is never the first iteration of what you tried, and it continues to evolve that way. And as you connect to your audience and, you know, make it that personal thing, then you change it a little bit to that. And then that means that you're going to be taking different opportunities because of what your podcast is providing you and who you're meeting and what you're doing now because of this.
Exactly. Yeah. As far as connecting in a deeper way, big time. Like, for example, I think a lot of podcasters start off with just a blog, right? And I mean, you kind of just put your ideas out there, or whatever your niche is, you put it out there. It could be a specific niche that, you know, people just go to, or it could be kind of like a saturated niche. But podcasting puts you more in a, I guess, stronger position for your niche, in the sense now people are kind of knowing like the voice of the company, you know, they kind of know like, okay, for example, Mackenzie's Macaroons, right? I don't know. It rhymed. I mean,
that sounds great. You know?
Like Mackenzie's Macaroons, like you make them, you know, you put them out there and stuff. But if you have a podcast episode, like, you know how a lot of the times people put recipes with their food? If you put a podcast episode, or maybe YouTube, or just maybe just podcasting on like how to create recipes, or, you know, where you've gone around the country to find best ingredients or things like that, I'm sure people will start like tuning in and listening. And, you know, they're like, oh man, you know what? Mackenzie's pretty cool. Like, you know, she's gone here, she's gone there. I like her a lot more because I know her, instead of just reading her website of like, hey, how to make this yellow macaroon, or, you know what I mean? And then
there's that connection.
Yeah, there's a strong, deeper connection. And honestly, I think that's pretty key for like conversions and what you're doing, because if people kind of get to know you more and more, they're going to feel like, you know, oh, I know this person, he's my friend, you know, or they're going to email you like, how much do you charge for that? Or how much, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of, how much is it? I think it takes a person like 10 or 7 to 10 times to see a piece of content until they fully, you know, click purchase.
Yeah.
If they're like kind of fishy about it. So I completely think podcasting, as far as that part of the article, I think it helps you connect in a deeper way, big time. And it makes your brand, like if you're in a saturated niche, it makes your brand stand out more because at the same time, I mean, it's your voice, you know, nobody has that voice but you. So you kind of hone in on that as far as for your niche.
That's perfect. The next one is build your own personal empire and grow your brand. And you're going to be able to grow your brand based on the results of your podcast. And, you know, I assume this is important for you as well, because you are dealing with some of your own services for your podcast, and they are a give and take there of, you know, you'll probably change a little bit of what you offer based on what people are asking, and put some of the things that are in your podcast into what you're, you know, helping people out with. So this is the perfect segue to incorporate both of those into your brand.
And that's how it started off, to be honest with you. I didn't have the intention when I started off the podcast to like grow a brand and I guess make an income off of it, you know? It was more just to like, a lot of people at the time were asking for help from my blog, and I was like, you know what, let me just put it out there. It's easier just to like say it, you know, my ideas. So I just kind of said them, and then it started growing into the brand that it is. And then people wanted services and things like that. And I didn't have that in mind. I didn't have a plan or like a business strategy. You know, it wasn't anything like that. It was just more for...
That's what it grew into.
Yeah, it just grew into that. And to me, like that kind of shows like how a podcast can really create a brand for you, you know, as far as it really creates a brand and it makes it more personal, like we discussed before. And it gives you a lot of opportunities. I know in the article a little bit before, it's kind of says like, seize the moment and be ready for opportunities. That is so true, because like the more people listen to you, the more they're going to grow, the more you're going to share, people are going to share it. And then the more opportunities come your way, a lot of opportunities, conferences, speaking gigs. I mean, just people wanting your services. So
there's a lot of opportunities that come about. The next one is bring your friends along and leverage your existing assets. And the example that they used was a podcast that is hosted by three women that all work in design and have blogs and are authors. And they realize that they are three times more powerful than just by themselves, because they are reaching the audience that each of them separately had, and now creating, they're overlapping that way. And they're realizing that not only can the three of them have that power, but the network that they already have as well for other podcasters and, you know, people in their niche.
Oh yeah. I definitely agree with this. I mean, I think there's like a saying, like you can grow only so much on your own. You need like, you know, a team. It doesn't matter how the team is. It can be like other people on the podcast with you, or people like just editing, or, you know, somebody behind you. But as long for me, for example, when I started seeing the podcast, like really see thousands of downloads, was when, you know, I started interviewing other people, and I kind of noticed we both grew at the same time. I never thought about having like another person in the podcast show with me. I mean, you could, I guess anybody could always have it that way. And I'm pretty sure, you know, more, it will leverage the podcast even more, or you can always just kind of have like guests like this one, you know what I mean? Like how both of you guys can grow.
Yeah. I've amassed quite a big network of people that I've worked with, because this is episode 40 of this show.
Oh, yeah.
So I've had, I assume, probably high 20 of guests. So that worked out.
That's good.
The next one is assess and adjust instead of giving up, and sharing your personal story and personal development. And the second one, sharing your personal story and development, is definitely going to incorporate assess and adjust instead of giving up. That tells your development, not only for yourself, but for your podcast. And that first one goes back to the first one of, it's going to change what you're doing. And if it's not going well, don't be afraid to do something different, and don't be afraid to ask out about it, because your first plan is not always all the encompassing parts of your first plan are not going to work.
No, I agree. Like we said before, you're always going to have to pivot. And no extra words. You know, Chris, I think her last name is Dersh. She was talking about her podcast, how she started getting really busy. She was producing like weekly episodes. She was, trying to write and, you know, just live life. She was going to throw in the towel, but instead of producing, you know, like an episode every week, she decided to do, I think, every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That happens to me a lot, too. Like, I wanted to do an episode. I kind of wanted to be like John Lee Dumas and do one every day. And I was like, no, let's be realistic, Michael. Okay, so then I was like, let's do three times. And I did it, but then it started getting really busy. So lately it's been like one time, but I'm still always putting out the content. You know, I'm still trying to adjust. And nobody's ever really said like, hey, what's going on, you know, or anything like that. As long as you keep putting, I guess, your content out there, you got to be consistent. And yeah, sharing your personal story and how you personally like develop also helps a lot of the people you try to invite kind of already know you. You know what I mean? They're like, oh yeah, I've heard about you. I like you a lot. I like your story. And then they'll join you.
Mm-hmm. The personal story is actually something that I try to incorporate in this show every once in a while. It's called my Podcast Chronicle. And I wasn't really planning on doing one today because this podcasting chronicle is basically me telling our listeners how I am doing with this show in general, like what I want to change, what I'm happy with, what I don't like. Oh. And I only bring it up when I feel like I have something concrete to say. Mm-hmm. But that is me including my personal journey in the podcast. So I hope people enjoy that.
Yeah, that's right. What is it? The Podcast Chronicles? What is it called?
Yeah, it's like I will just mention it in the episode, so it's not like a separate show, but it's just called My Podcast Chronicle. We were calling it, I can't remember anymore, like a podcasting struggle or something, but then a coworker pointed out that does not seem very positive, so we changed it to Chronicle because it really is, you know, not just issues that I have, but things that I am just looking to change or things that I like or something like that. So,
yeah, that's good. I like that. I like how it's about progression for your podcast. Yeah. I think like a lot of listeners or anybody will just kind of wonder who's looking to start up a podcast would want to hear that, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So this last one is don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And I guess that's kind of what I'm also doing with the Chronicle because, you know, sometimes I will mention things that I have messed up. So yeah. That is part of that.
I want to say everybody I speak with who finds out I have a podcast, this is like their number one fear, concern, like, how'd you just put yourself out there and talk? I'm like, I mean, they kind of can't really see your face anyway. So, I mean, I might as well just put it out there and put my voice out there. And I mean, I don't have like the deepest voice or I don't have like, you know, anything like that. I mean, I was just like, let's just see what happens. You know, I mean, I always believe in that one quote that, you know, the biggest risk you can take is not taking any risk at all. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, let me just shoot for it and see what happens. And I feel like a lot of people have something to say and can, because I think from what I've seen, podcasts obviously is growing, right? But it's growing lately at a higher pace.
Past couple of years have been pretty big jump for people that are aware of podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know, like the way you put yourself out there as far as, you know, with the Podcast Chronicles or my Podcast Chronicles, I think that's very smart. Like, that's very good. I used to believe like, hey, fake it till you make it, you know? And I would sometimes like say, and I've deleted those episodes, but I would sometimes say like, me and my company, you know, but I'm like, how big is my company really? Like, it's just me and two other people. Like, right. I shouldn't like, you know, I'm like me and my team instead, or just kind of put it out there. And it's helped me honestly a lot to not overwhelm myself with so much of everything else, you know? So just putting yourself out there can only mean good things as far as if you focus on your goal, then it's good things. If you don't focus on your goal and you focus at everybody throwing rocks at you, then I mean, you're never going to reach your goal anyways. So just kind of focus on your goal and put yourself out there.
Very true. It's the idea of just putting yourself out there and that is accomplishing something regardless of whether in the end you feel like you failed at your podcast or you failed at whatever venture it was that you tried, you still put yourself out there, which is so much more than so many other people will do. So that's a win right there. That was how to produce podcasts that create innovative new opportunities. Find that in the show notes for this episode. Thanks for talking with me about it.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. It's a good article.
Yeah. So, okay, we've been, you know, getting in bits and pieces about your scheme and your company and everything. So give us the details on it. It's the dental marketer, the ground marketers for dentists. So explain what that means.
I guess I'll start from like the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Here goes 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. pretty much is I started off ground marketing on my own, right? And that's ground marketing has been out there before like digital marketing, right? It's when like people used to go business to business or like, you know, the people to people and things like that. Not door to door so much, but just like create rapport with companies and things like that. And I became like really, really good at that. Really, really good. And I was able to attract new patients for dentistries pretty much anytime I wanted. So then around the area in California, Southern California, people were kind of asking like about me, like, oh, how do you do this? How do you do that? And it never really dawned on me like, oh, let me, you know, I tried it where I was like, let me, you know, you got to hire me. And then you got to hire me. And then you got, and then I figured out like, okay, I can only work with like probably two dentistries. Cause if I work with three or more, like I just get stretched too thin and then I'll die or something, you know? So then I'm just like, let me see a different way I can put it out there. So I created a blog. Really, the people who were only reading it was like the office managers, right? And they were interested in it and they would tell the dentist and the dentist would be like, oh, okay, cool. But they didn't really have time to sit down, you know, in between patients and read it. And then I decided, you know, let me put a podcast out there. At this time, I was listening to podcasts. I was like, you know, let me do one of these things, you know?
Let me give this a try.
Yeah, I was like, let me see. So I literally like just Googled everything. I knew I had to get a microphone and then I got another different type of laptop. And then, although I probably didn't even need to do that, I just wanted to do it. It was like my excuse. I was like, yeah, I need a laptop. And yep. Then after that, I kind of got software and then I stumbled across a Blueberry and super easy. I mean, people were kind of telling me either like Libsyn or Blueberry, but I don't know. To me, it was like, it's insanely easy to use Blueberry. So anyways, I'm still with that. And then I just kind of started recording my own podcasts. And it's The Dental Marketer is my brand. And it was just a brand. And then through podcasting, honestly, it's what opened up almost all my doors. I kind of, from that point on, started getting a lot of people who wanted to. It wasn't until I started having guests on the show is when people were kind of like, oh, so what services do you provide? How can I figure this out? How do I figure that out? And I would answer everything for free, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they were saying like, okay, this information is valuable. What can I pay you? Or something like that, you know? And then I was like, okay, you know, maybe just pay me this or that. And then I decided to start maybe like a consulting coaching kind of firm, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I did that. Still doing it. And that's what's brought me more doors. It's gotten me a lot of other dentists also have their own podcasts. So they kind of invite me on the show as well. And then we kind of talk about, you know, how to grow their dental practice and things like that. And right now, I would love to start making like podcasting full time, you know, like completely cut out the consulting and just talk and then get paid for that. But as far as right now, I mean, it's just a good way to, I guess, get in the doors of all these opportunities. And at the same time, I do make some type of profit off of my podcast because of affiliate marketing.
Yep.
So I'm kind of just mentioned the affiliates that I'm with and then people purchase. I mean, it's growing and I've just started since this year, since September. I just barely started and it's been what? September, October, November, December, January, like 5-6 months?
Yeah.
6 months. And it's, I mean, I was from like just working with, I was an employer, you know, like a W-2.
Yeah.
And in 6 months, like who would ever thought like I could be at home because a lot of the consulting I do through Skype sessions, doing most of my work and get paid for stuff like
that. It's like, it's a life changer that way.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's just, honestly, it's all because of podcasting. Like if it wasn't because of podcasting, I don't think any of these doors would have been open.
That's amazing. I didn't realize that you had only been doing this for so long because I found your show because you applied to be our affiliate, I think at the beginning of 2017. So like January. And I remember taking a look at your site and thinking, oh, this is perfect. You know, it's a very attractive site and easy to navigate. And then I was like, oh, and there's the Blueberry hosting. And like, I can see that it's using PowerPress. So that was perfect.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know anything about creating sites. Like I just look at YouTube and I'm like, okay, that's what I just didn't want to do it through like Wix or anything. I wanted to do it through WordPress.
So right.
I kind of just learned everything on the fly. That's when on January, I think is where I was like, let me see what I can do to start, you know, making some type of passive income off my podcast. And that's when I applied for like some affiliate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like it's, as mainly for the dentistry, you know, like people who are like, let me, can I put my product on your affiliate page or something? Mainly a lot of them pay pretty, you know, higher, like in the 500s and up. So,
yeah,
I mean, it just depends really on the opportunities that you access yourself to.
So it seems like you're doing pretty well with that.
Yeah.
I found when I was, you know, like searching around your website, something called Off the Record, and it's like extra podcast bits or something like that. So explain that.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of just created that because sometimes when I'm like recording a podcast, and I do some of that, or I do almost all the editing, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll edit it, and I'm listening to what we're talking about, and I'm like, that's so irrelevant. I'm like, why did this guy even mention that or something, you know? And I don't just want to cut it off because I feel bad. Like, for example, there's a part, and my podcast is literally, I just asked mainly four or three of the same questions. Like, what's the one marketing technique you have seen that has changed your dentistry? What's the one marketing technique you would never do again and why? And then what's one piece of business advice you can give to my listeners that can change their practice today, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of the times, the last one, I used to send that to like the people who subscribe to my email list. But then I was like, you know, let me just send it to everybody. Yeah. And then that's how I kind of created Off the Record. But then it's Off the Record kind of became more like, okay, this episode's like almost an hour. Let me cut out like some of this, like some of the parts, you know, because I notice when I have, like, at least for me, my listeners, whenever they, it's like an hour or longer, it's a little less downloads, you know?
Yes, I know. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, whenever it's more bits and stuff like that, and then, it, you know, it's longer. So that's pretty much what it is. It's just like, okay, you know, this is too long. Let me see what I can cut out. And then I cut it out and put it on there. And I mean, so far, it's kind of cool. Like everybody, I haven't gotten any negative feedback, but then again, I haven't gotten anything where like people say, you know, this is amazing or anything like that. It's just kind of my own idea that I just tried like a month ago, I think.
That's a really cool idea, though, because I know that tons of people will get these really long episodes and they don't want to edit them down to a shorter amount of time that they have, like that is their regular amount. And sometimes they'll release them as two episodes, but this is great. You can kind of leave whether it's the full length episode or just the edited out parts and have them, if they so choose, go to that one as well. That's a really cool idea. I think a lot of people could utilize that. You definitely work in marketing, so it's you're doing your job well.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah,
yeah.
See what they do.
So did this start out as a blog, and then you
started off like as just a ground marketing blog, and I don't know what my intentions were with the blog. To be honest with you, I think it was just like to just try and gain more traffic and see what happens after that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it was I wanted to get ads or Google ads. I don't know. I just remember I was like in part of my life where my income wasn't right. My money wasn't right, you know? And so I was just looking for different ways. And I've always heard about like Pat Flynn and people like that. But I mean, I never really took on what they said, you mm-hmm. know? And then I was always like, man, it must be pretty cool to like be one of those Instagram sponsored people, or like, it's pretty cool to be like a YouTuber, you know, just record your life. And then
seems super easy.
Yeah, to me, I was like, I'm gonna go buy a video camera, right, and spend my whole money on it, you know?
Right.
I don't even know if I ever bought a video camera, to be honest with you, but I was thinking, when I started this, it was actually at the very beginning, there was going to be a YouTube portion and a podcast portion, mm-hmm. but then I just was kind of thinking, like, I need to focus and hone in on one thing. Honestly, podcasting was easier, but it just came more natural to me. Like, I don't know if you can kind of tell, but, like, I talk a lot, and so it kind of... My wife even tells me like, hey, you talk too much, like shut up, you know?
Right.
And so like, I kind of just continue with that. But so that's what I did. I just did the podcasting and the blog, like, to be honest with you, like I used to put like two articles a week. Now it's just like, if I can, like an article a month.
Oh, wow.
But it goes to the beginning of that other article that we were talking about the opportunities, how to produce podcasts that create innovative new opportunities, mm-hmm. to be consistent. So like I notice when I'm still consistent with the articles, my statistics on web analytics mm-hmm. kind of go higher. You know, they're like, okay, more people are visiting.
Oh yeah.
So it's still like blogging is still relevant. I mean, it's still going to be there. You know what I mean? I don't think it's ever going to like not go. I mean, who knows, but I don't think it's not. But
at least not right now.
At least not right now. But podcasting is for me, helped me out a whole lot, or it's just kind of just build something that I've never thought, like I never kind of imagined, you know?
It seems like you're doing great with this and that it's, you know, actually changed a lot of what you were doing before. So who else is on this team?
Pretty much like an accountant. And then the other one is more like a project manager. So he just kind of like overviews the, you know, the clients and the invoicing, or not the invoicing, the clients and the what their plan and marketing strategies are and how we can, you know, better it and things like that. So pretty much he's like the organizer. I'm the one with everything, the ideas and things like that. I'll do a lot of the editing for the podcast. Like I said, I would love to just do podcasting, you know?
Yeah.
So far to this day, I mean, it's only been, what, like I said, 6 months, right, or something. Mm-hmm. You know, there hasn't been any, like, major sponsorships, or I haven't made, like, 80,000 or 100,000, you know, like, in a month.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, like, it's, I mean, I know if we both are consistent, or anybody who's consistent, I know we can get to that. I remember, just like any entrepreneur, I guess, we all go through that part where we're kind of like, all right, like, should I keep doing this or no? I'm not really seeing results.
Yes.
But you can just like push through, just keep doing it. You know what I mean? Like eventually, even if it's just like 50 cents or a dollar, you know, then you're going to think like, okay, you know what? Now I can double it. This is real. Like this is something's coming out of this. And then more and more and more. And then more people that buy like your affiliates, you know, products and things like that. That kind of goes to show like how much of an authority you have in that industry that you're in. Because like if more people are buying because of you, then that means if you keep this up, your authority is only going to get, you know, bigger.
You're building your influence right there.
Yeah, your brand is and your influence is only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then people will pay just so you can say like, go check out Mackenzie's Macaroons. They're the best, you know, and they're going to be like, oh my God, everybody, go check it out, you know.
You're definitely on the right track there. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about your show?
What do you think? Like, first and foremost, like I went to school to be a nutritionist, right?
Oh,
and
okay.
I graduated. Yeah, I did the whole thing. And then I kind of just stumbled onto dentistry and dental marketing, and it just grew into this. That's what I'm saying. But I was thinking like, what if I created another podcast? And I was like, about nutrition and just like ask people, because that's an even bigger audience, you know, like that could be like everybody pretty much.
Right.
Know?
That's all encompassing.
Yeah. And I never noticed, like, I'm never the type of guy to say like, okay, let me do like a competitive analysis only when it comes to SEO work. But other than that, like, I'm never looking at like, what are my competitors doing? Oh, there's too many people doing that. There's too much. Like, if I feel like I can do it, I'm gonna do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, but as far as creating another podcast, I don't know. It might be, because the only thing I regret about creating a podcast is not doing it sooner.
Yeah.
So like, I'm kind of thinking that right now, like, should I just do it and see what happens? But I don't want to spread myself too thin at the same time. But anyways,
that would be my only thing to tell you, because I think, I mean, you have the passion for podcasting. So if you want to do a second one, I think you should definitely do it. But, you know, make sure that you're able to do both, I guess, would be my thing.
Yeah, I think I should kind of just focus on, watch, somebody else is going to start a nutrition one just because they heard this. And then I'm like, oh man, I should have done that. Man.
But, just don't tell them the name of your show and it'll be fine.
I know, I was about to say it too, but it's a pretty good name. But I'm just going to continue with, I'm always going to continue with dental marketing, but I mean, the dental marketer. But yeah, pretty much if anybody wants to check out my show and ask me any questions about that, I mean, it's there. I know it's not like a niche that everybody can go on. But I guess I like it because, I mean, something I love to do, you know, marketing and dentistry and podcasting. So,
I mean, personally, I have a friend or two in dental school that will eventually open their own practice. So this is good for them.
Like, tell them to tune in. Actually, I've honestly gotten a couple emails from other marketing agencies. I don't want to say their names, but they're pretty big, like dental marketing agencies. Not throwing hate or anything like that, but they're like, why do you give this information out? This has cost us like so much, you know, like, yeah, they tell me like, you know, you should not be giving this information out for free. You should charge.
Feels like you're stepping on their toes.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey man, you can't get mad at me. Cause I'm like putting this stuff out. Like this, if it's for free, people listen to it.
Right.
And the thing that honestly, like if they're so worried about that, then that means to me like, okay, your product is not amazing or, you know, what you do is not the best, like you're just keeping secrets. Cause I think all the information for anything is kind of out there, right? What I feel we kind of lack is like execution, right? Like starting a podcast, right? We have the idea, we have the concept, we even might have like the content calendar, and we're like, but if we don't execute, then all that, it doesn't even matter. So, I mean, I put all this content out for free. I mean, I would love for everybody just to kind of listen and do it, but a lot of people kind of say like, okay, how do I do it? And then that's when, I guess that's when I come in, you know?
It's where you actually, yeah, you take the initiative and do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you so much for telling me about your entire podcast and, you know, how this has grown. It's very interesting. And I think a lot of our listeners are going to appreciate it. You've got some great ideas. Last but not least, we've got another article to talk about. And this one is called Why Live Podcasts Are Becoming a Big Deal This Year. I've never seen a podcast recorded live, but I know I will eventually. Because it's true. This is happening a lot more often.
I wonder if people listen to us and they're like, well, how are they recording right now?
I know. I'm not watching that, though.
I know, yeah.
I'm participating in that. So they'll have, like, events. They'll have, like, conferences or a festival. A lot of the time they're called festivals where they'll record well-known shows or not even necessarily well-known shows. It just depends what festival you're at. Live, and then the episode will go up, like, the next day or whatever, and it's not necessarily a revenue stream for this podcast, but it is very important to marketing a lot of the time because they're, you know, people like to watch stuff. They like to watch people like Marc Maron or whoever else is there, you know.
Oh, so they record it like through video and then then they put it on.
No, like, I mean,
like
people
live stream or YouTube or
they probably can do that, but people will like actually be sitting in like a venue with them watching it happen and they're like right in front of them.
Oh, no, you know what? No, that's true. That's true, Mackenzie. Like, for example, just this year, barely this year, it started. It's called Voices of Dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like a lot of conferences and for dentistry and, you know, classes or seminars and things like that are like one day or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
They provide you with continuing education credit. So this one provides you with continuing education credit. But it was literally like a majority of the podcasters in dentistry who got together for like 3 days. And people paid like hundreds and hundreds to go see them and just kind of record. And so that's, I guess, what
exactly.
So, yeah, like, they did that to me. I was like, oh, man, I hope this upcoming year, because I just kind of came out. So I was like, I hope this upcoming year I kind of can do that, you know, because I thought it was pretty cool how, you know, people kind of just got up there and I mean, they took notes because everything was pretty educational, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them were like implant surgeries or, you know, just different ways on how to do dentistry. And a lot of it was marketing. A lot of it was social media marketing and things like that. So none of it was ground marketing, though. So that's why I was kind of thinking, like, maybe I can get my foot in there this time.
You could be that person.
But, yeah, I can be that person. Because a lot of times I do get invited to conferences, but just to speak, not to record the podcast. But these people, like, they actually recorded the podcast. And there's some pretty big names. I thought that was cool. Like, as far as for me, people said that that was one of the kind of like lately they've been noticing conferences and dentistries have been like dying down. But that was the only one, Voices of Dentistry, where it actually like, you know, it was much more than expected. The statistics were a lot higher. And so they're going to continue it. And it was literally just all the podcasters kind of in our Facebook group just kind of came together. Yeah, started it and did it. And I don't know. I think it's going to grow. I mean, right? It can only grow.
Yeah, it's gonna grow. It's for sure growing every day.
Yeah, so I mean, who knows? I mean, I think it's gonna be kind of cool. I mean, I heard doesn't YouTube give out like awards?
Yeah, even podcasters have awards. Like depending on, you know, if a conference that you go to or something like that, they'll do awards for that too. So this was also saying how they'll do live events when they launch a podcast or they launch a project associated to their podcast because that'll bring in a lot of new listeners real quickly. I think that's a really smart idea.
What do you mean? Like, say like, okay, guys, this is a launch party. It's going to launch like that or no?
It's like the first episode that they record will be like that live one. So so since it's like new, people will want to go and check it out and see what it is. And then since they have that initial audience of people that saw it live, then they are more likely to actually listen to the show.
So yeah,
that's bumping up numbers already.
Huh. Blueberry should have that.
Do like a live event for this or something?
Yeah, for, I don't know, just like an event once. Oh, man, we can brainstorm on so many ideas.
I know. Believe me, we think of things that we want to do so often. Our board just had their annual meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we all put in our ideas and then, you know, figure out what we're actually going to do with the year. And it's hard to actually pick your priorities because so much that you could do. And I don't know. We'll find out what we do for the rest of the year.
That would be pretty cool. Just like throwing it out there. Hey, yeah. Is Mike Dell still there?
Oh, yeah. He's sticking around.
Okay. Poor guy. Like, he's the one, when I first started my podcasting, I emailed him for everything. Yeah. I was like, hey, what happens when iTunes doesn't upload? How big should my picture be on iTunes? Hey, why isn't it on, you know, Google Play? Or like, hey, how do I upload it? Like, he answered everything. Like, whatever time of the day, I think he answered it, even, I think, like, at nighttime.
He really does, though.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. I like that guy.
He is amazing, and he does that all day. And we are so, so grateful. And, you know, that's why we have the email and phone and video support. Like, I don't know how involved you got with it, but that's because we want this to be easy. You said that, you know, it was pretty simple to get this up and going, and that's how we make it easier for people to do, is by having, you know, Mike available for that. So
yeah, Mike is great. I like Mike.
We are happy to do that for him. You know, we're talking about conferences, and I don't know if you have heard of Podcast Movement. That's going to be in Anaheim this summer, so I think you should check it out.
Are you guys going to be there?
Yep. We will.
Huh.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I'll check it out then. I never heard of it, really.
I think you would love it because you're obviously very involved in the dentistry industry and community right now, and this is the podcasting community.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's one thing. That's actually one thing. I guess, like, this is so totally random. I just was looking at my numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But when I stopped, like, remember how we talked about consistency?
Yes.
Like, when I stopped podcasting, because I think for 1 week I didn't do it because my wife's grandma died. So mm-hmm. at the time we were, like, with the family, I didn't do it. And I noticed, like, not being consistent still puts, like, a dim on your numbers. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Eventually people will kind of be like, okay, maybe unsubscribe, or, you know, I don't know what's going on with this guy. Even if it was just a week, I was like, okay, guys, really? It was a week. But I mean,
yep.
I don't know. I guess people, you know, however much phone space they have on their iPhone or whatever. They decided. Because I was looking at that. I have an iPhone and it was taken up. It says, like, I deleted, like, apps, and I was deleting messages, and then it kept saying storage full. And I was
right.
Like, I'm giving you everything I have. What more do you want from me? And then, nope, it still kept saying that. And I was like, I don't know if I can delete any pod. I deleted my own because I was like, I can listen to it.
It's like, you got those. It's fine.
Yeah, I deleted my own. So who knows? I mean, it depends on people's space, I guess.
I went through that pain a couple weeks ago. I hit download for another episode, and they were like, you don't have enough space.
Oh, that's like, and I think to myself, I'm like, oh, man, if Steve Jobs was here, he'd fix this. He'd do something, but... And I talked to my phone. I'm like, I've given you everything. What more do you want from me?
It's a personal relationship that we have with our phone.
I know, but... I'll get like a 256 gig one day.
Yeah, I know. We're all going to need that eventually, especially podcasters, because you're right. We don't want to give these up. I know. I was talking to someone a while ago. And I told them that I just delete the podcast episodes after I listen to them. And they were like, why do you do that? And I said, because I need storage. And they were like, just buy a bigger SIM card.
Yeah, I guess you can do that too. I don't know.
I was like, that's dedication.
Yeah, we it's going to be like that. We're dedicated. We gotta have our podcast. Makes no sense to not listen to podcasts and have podcasts, you know?
Oh, yeah. To wrap things up, we talked about opportunities that come from podcasting. Your show, The Dental Marketer. Thank you so much for sharing, Michael. And to the end, we just talked about live podcasts and some conferences. So thank you for being on the show with me today. And guys, thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.